What used to be a much anticipated hunting season, but now has far less participation, the brief but quickly arriving dove hunting season provides opportunities for new and seasoned hunters alike. Andy Dingus, migratory game bird biologist, covers mourning doves in this week's webcast. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Andy, tell our viewers about some of the dove hunting opportunities in North Dakota.
Yeah, we have a great dove hunting opportunities in the state of North Dakota. They can be found throughout the state, statewide. Probably going to find a little bit better densities as you go west, central part of the state and into the west, but definitely can find really good concentrations for hunting opportunities throughout the state, especially, you know, if you get out and do a little bit of scouting ahead of time, ahead of the season. So
dove hunting is really an underutilized resource now. A lot of people used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, as far as North Dakota goes especially, we just have never been had a strong tradition of dove hunting in the state. Back in the early 80s, according to our harvest information, we had over 20,000 dove hunters, which is about as many waterfowl hunters as we have, or resident waterfowl hunters as we have today. So since then, that number has really declined. The last several years, we have about 7,000 to 8,000 dove hunters in the state. So I definitely think there's some room to expand for hunting opportunities. And especially, you know, if you look at our harvest information, a lot of that harvest is kind of centered around our urban areas. So if you're willing to kind of do a little bit of traveling and get out of town a little ways, you're gonna find less competition and hopefully some good hunting opportunities for them.
Andy, doves are a migratory bird. What role does the North Dakota Game and Fish Department play in managing these birds?
Sure. So since doves are migratory birds, we manage them collectively with other states in the Central Management Unit, as well as the Fish and Wildlife Service. Together we kind of come together and write management plans. We monitor dove populations and then set hunting season regulations as well.
Andy, how does the North Dakota Game and Fish monitor dove populations?
Sure. Since, you know, going back to about 1960, we did what was called a mourning dove call count survey. For a number of years, we utilized that survey to estimate population levels, but really just provided an index to the population level. So we could really just only track, you know, if the population was higher or lower than the previous year or two. So We really kind of ramped up efforts to develop an operational banding program throughout the Central Management region. So since 2013, that's been in place, and that's kind of taken place of that call count survey. So we use all that information, banding information that we collect every year, to estimate that population level for mourning doves.
Okay, on that same topic, if you're hunting doves and you harvest a banded dove, what do you need to do?
Yeah, it's really important first to kind of check over the birds that you've harvested, because they are small and those bands are kind of can be inconspicuous on those legs too. So make sure, you know, if you harvest those birds, you're kind of double checking that they're not banded or banded. And then if you do happen to come across a banded bird, it's certainly really important that you report that information to the bird banding lab, and you can do that at www.reportband.gov.
Andy, if I'm new to dove hunting or haven't dove hunted for a long time, give me some tips on what to do and where to go and how to do it.
Sure, I mean, the first thing I would do is probably go get a pretty decent supply of shotgun shells, because they are small birds. They can be pretty tough to hit, but I would say, the number one thing I would do is scout ahead of time. You're going to be a lot more successful if you kind of find some areas that they're either feeding in or going to water, either in the early morning or late evenings are really good time. And you can definitely find a lot of areas to pass shoot doves, you know, throughout the day that can be okay. But I would say if you're willing to put in a little bit more effort in the scouting aspect, you're going to find a lot more success out there. So.
And the Game and Fish Department just put a video out giving some tips on dove hunting as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great resource to check out, I think. So if you want to take a look at that, there's a lot of good tips on just kind of what to look for, kind of what time of day to hunt.
What kind of shells.
And what kind of equipment to bring, so.
Okay, season's early. I mean, it's one of the first hunting seasons in North Dakota.
Yep, we open the season up September 1st. That's as earliest as we can go due to federal regulations. So with that being said, they are a bird that's an early migrant species, so they are gonna head south fairly quick. So usually that first week or two of the season is kind of when you really need to get out there. Our numbers start really declining, you know, kind of weather dependent. If we get some cold nights, they'll go pretty quick. But usually by that second or the third or fourth week of September, you know, hunting opportunities are getting pretty limited out there.
They are a migratory bird. Hunters have to be HIP certified.
Absolutely. Any resident or non-resident morning dove hunter or migratory bird hunter needs to be HIP certified through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Andy, what licenses, in addition to being HIP certified, do hunters need?
For resident hunters, you need you can use your small game license and your general game and habitat license, or you can use your combination license too if you have that. You need to be HIP certified in addition. And then for non-residents, you need a non-resident small game license and that general game and habitat license as well.
Okay, and doves, they're kind of a unique bird as far as nesting. Explain that a little bit. They'll nest more than once.
Yeah, you know, we're on the northern tier of their breeding range in North Dakota, but even then, even with that kind of shorter window, our mourning doves have been known to nest two to three, maybe even four times throughout that breeding season from May to late August, early September. So they have a small clutch size, typically two eggs. You know, they re-nest often, and that's just kind of how they've adapted for reproduction purposes.
Andy, how are dove numbers doing this year for hunters?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, we had kind of a later spring this year. We had, you know, a couple blizzards in April, kind of set things back a little bit. So, and then from there, you know, in June and even early July, we had a lot of thunderstorm activity. So I would say just kind of based on what I've seen and talking to other people and what I've seen from our banding stations, production wasn't great this year. It was probably kind of on that fair level, but you know, certainly our mourning dove population in North Dakota is very abundant. So you're gonna, especially if you do that scouting ahead of time, you're gonna find some great hunting opportunities out there still. Just overall a very abundant bird, so.
A lot of great information, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.